what you want, just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, starting things out by going right to your phone calls about anything. We'll go across the pond first to the UK, where Rory is on the line. Hello, Rory. You are on the air. Rory, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, what is the problem, American people's problem with British people?
I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Like, what is with the insult, brush our teeth?
are you seriously asking that question?
Yeah.
I guess that's a reference, I think that's a very rude reference to the fact that you guys have socialized dental care over in the United Kingdom, and that is kind of resulting in people not being able to get the dental care that they need at the quality levels that a competitive marketplace would offer it in. It's my understanding there are a lot of queues, a lot of lines that people have to wait in order to actually get seen by a dentist, if one is even available as far as getting a slot. And so a lot of people in the UK are known for doing their own dental work, basically taking a pair of pliers and pulling out an offending tooth, for instance. There's a lot of kind of home dental care that otherwise... I'm sorry?
Oh, that's nuts. I've never seen the word do that before.
You've never seen it happen? Well, we've read articles about it. Maybe it doesn't happen as often as we might think it does, or maybe it happens more often than you believe it does. I really don't know. What's your experience in going to the dentist over there?
Well, my experience with going to a dentist is that I do not like them. They are very nasty people.
Okay. So how do you get your dental care?
By going to the dentist?
But what's the process like? I mean, do you have to wait for a while to get in?
I walk through the door, talk to the receptionist, and I just walk upstairs, and he's there waiting for me there.
So you don't have to set an appointment? You can just walk right in?
Yeah.
Wow. Sounds magical, because I can tell you that I've read stories about lines and queues. I mean, does that just not happen in your part of the country, or are you aware of such things going on at all in the UK?
No, it's never happened.
No, okay.
Probably in England, that is.
How old are you?
You know what the English people are like?
Yeah, how old are you?
You're 16. I'm 16? In a tent.
Okay, you're 16.
I'm in a tent.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they treat kids better over there. Who knows how it all works? But we've heard some awful stories. And as far as the rest of the Americans feeling about the people in the United Kingdom, everybody's an individual. So I, for one, I've got nothing against you guys. You know, you were not the redcoats. You're a different generation. You're completely different people, and you aren't oppressing us now. So I don't see what the problem should be. I think you're fine folks. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. So 16 years old, probably has had very little experience in going to the dentist by himself. So I'm not sure exactly what the story is, but I know we have other people that are listening in the UK that perhaps may have a little more perspective. Maybe they've been around a little longer. And
well, he also said that he doesn't go to the dentist. So his experience of going to the dentist isn't very good if he doesn't go to the dentist. Like it's like asking somebody who doesn't drive a car.
Well, he said that he went there and he walked right in and they let him in. So whether he's telling the truth, I don't know.
You know, what I've noticed from talking with people from either Canada or Britain about their medical system is it seems like they give preferential treatment to the younger people.
That's what I've heard.
And they kind of throw the older people under the bus.
Yep, that's definitely what I've heard out of Canada, and it would make sense that happens in the UK as well. So, again, if you are in the United Kingdom, you want to comment on the dental situation there, 800-259-9231. So what we learned from him was that the times he's been, he's found the staff to be very rude, which, of course, makes sense because it is a socialized system. And so, therefore, they don't really have to care about you. You know, they don't even have to pretend to be nice to you because they're going to get paid whether or not you're happy with what happened.
And you should be lucky to get medical care at all.
Well, and that same statement may apply here in the United States pretty soon. There's, of course, a story in the news today outlining Obama's medical care platform thing that they're looking at pushing through. And, Mark, you look like you have something to say about it, but let's go to the phones and we'll come back to that topic. We'll go to Cooper in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Cooper.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind,
sir?
I had an interesting run-in with the cops here in Denver.
All right.
A couple days ago.
Do tell.
Well, I just got back into town because obviously I live in New Hampshire. So
yes,
just got back into town. I'm seeing my best friends, and we parked in the same spot we usually park, and we were kind of out in this park area for and it was 2 o'clock in the morning or so. We come back to our car. And there are two police officers waiting for us there.
Oh, boy. Now, wait a minute. Yeah. Are we talking about a government park?
No, this is a residential park.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Owned by the community.
Owned by the neighborhood association?
Yeah, the neighborhood of Greenfield.
Got it. Okay,
but
go ahead.
The cops like to hang out there and bust people who don't stop at the stop sign and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So,
and because kids go to because cops know that kids go to parks to drink and get high and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they know that. But so they were waiting there for us, and they saw us coming down, so it was too late to stop and turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So we got down there, they turned on the lights and drove right on up to us, and we got out of the car, and they started demanding IDs right away.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep in mind that I'm not in New Hampshire. I don't know what I can do in Colorado, what I can do in New Hampshire. And I don't have this huge activist network backing me up if I do decide to go do some civil disobedience.
Yeah.
So I had to give up my license and stuff like that.
So you weren't sure as to whether or not what their laws or their rules say about identifying oneself if one isn't in a car? Because I always thought it was generally there are laws that demand that a driver identify themselves upon demand of the police, but that passengers typically don't have to, and certainly if you're on the street, it's just a contact. They're just asking you questions. They have no probable cause or anything like that.
Right.
That might have been a safe thing
out here, too.
What's that?
That's how it's always been out here. The culture, whenever the cop talks to you, he always asks for your ID, and people always give it to him out here.
Oh, yeah. That tends to be where it's at for most people in most places. That's just that's the way they behave, and most people are trained to obey whatever it is the cops demand. So they're going to keep demanding more things. So you handed it over.
Yes, I did. And they were really offensive about it, and they were... they were looking for someone or something, and they said, "We're going to call the dogs out on you." And just the entire time, they kept threatening us, and we all were kind of just looking at the ground, and I was looking them right in the eyes, and he started asking me questions. Like, dude, I have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. I just gave him a nice big smile and stared him right in the face the whole time he was talking to me, and made it known that none of my friends would talk or anything.
Oh, good. So you kind of took the lead on that, if you will?
Right.
That's
and
good.
Then he pulled one of my friends aside, like to the back of the car while the other cop was talking to me. And he got him to say something. I don't know what it was. But all of a sudden, the other cop is back on me, and he pulls me aside. And he's, "All right, give me it right now, or I'm going to search you."
Give me it?
I don't know what he was talking about.
It was
I have no idea.
Well, what he's trying to do, it's an interesting tactic. The suggestion there is you have something. He's not even going to say what it is. Anybody who is very timid of the police will give it up, whatever it happens to be. So even though you don't even know what he's talking about, had you been a more timid individual who was more likely to do what the police said, you would have reached into your pants pocket, and if you had a bud of marijuana, you'd have pulled it out and given it to him, or you'd have pulled out a blade or something like that and handed it over. So it's kind of just an open-ended question that, with his authoritarian demeanor, encourages people to just
incriminate themselves. Yeah, incriminate themselves.
Right. And I didn't have anything, so I just played with him. I said, "All right, dude, bring it on. I got nothing to hide, but you can't do anything about it." And so he told me to go. He's like, "All right, that's it. Go put your hands on the front of the car."
Oh, jeez.
So I slowly walked over. I put my hands on the hood of the car. And then he pulled another one of my friends over, and they were talking to him, and I couldn't hear what they were saying. They went back in the darkness. And then all of a sudden, they came back, they put my friend in the back of the car and closed the door, and then they were kind of talking to themselves for a little while. Another cop came up.
Jeez.
This was like 2 o'clock in the morning, too.
And we're going to bring you back here, Cooper. Hang on. We'll come back with more of the story. 800-259-9231. Exercising one's rights in the presence of the police. It's not an easy thing to do, but boy, can it be worthwhile. More on the way, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, pork fest, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, and of course, there's the puppet from outer space. It's thinktwicenews.com. They produce some great videos over there. Go check them out at thinktwicenews.com. They're produced by Jason Osborne, the principal sponsor of Free Talk Live. So I'd recommend you going over there and subscribing to their YouTube account.
ThinkTwiceNews.com. We continue with your calls. Cooper is on the line with us, normally in New Hampshire, but back visiting friends at his original hometown of Colorado, or home state of Colorado. And you and your friends were out and about in a park last night at about 2 a.m. As you were coming out of the park into the parking area, you encountered some police that were sitting there waiting for you. They flipped on the lights. They came out, they began harassing you, they split you up, they demanded to see your ID. You decided, you assented and gave over ID at that point, but when the cop said hand it over, you did not hand anything over. Well, as you said, you didn't have anything, so you decided to play with the situation a little bit. So go ahead and pick up the story, if you would.
Right. So he told me he was going to search me, so I put my hands on the car, took my friend aside, ended up putting my friend in the car. And then another cop came, and they were all talking. And then they got my friend out of the car, came over to us, and told us we were all free to go.
Hmm. Musical prisoners, huh?
So did they actually search you?
They did not search me. They did not do anything at all.
Interesting.
The only thing I can think of is that they were bored and they needed to harass somebody.
Yeah, that's what they do. You know, they're big bullies, yeah. A lot of them. And
the chances are very, very, very good that a 16-year-old is not an ACLU attorney. So
yeah.
They're reasonably safe.
That's who they pick on. They pick on young people, and they pick on people that are relatively of the kind of not wealthy strata because they can't really afford attorneys, and they likely don't know their rights. And so these are the types of things that cops do on a regular basis. So good for you for sticking up to for yourself to some extent. What do you feel like you could have done differently in hindsight?
In hindsight, I could have not given him my ID in the first place. That would have created a lot of animosity right off from the start, but that's what I'm good at. So,
well, you know, you say it'll create animosity, and maybe that's true, but maybe it'll also let these guys know who they're dealing with. I mean, if you make a stand on your rights, then that kind of tells these cops that are essentially predatory in the way that they're behaving that, whoa, okay, this is a puffer fish. I don't want to mess with this guy.
Right.
This is the porcupine here. We don't want to tread softly, basically, at that point. So it all depends on how rogue the cop is, I think.
Also, there's ways to refuse to give your ID that are better than others. Like, you could say, officer, I know that you've sworn an oath to the Constitution, and I know that you're here to protect the Constitution. The purpose of the Constitution is to protect my rights. So I have a question for you before I give you my ID. Is, do I have to give you my ID, sir?
By what obligation?
Right. Well, you could say by.
They're
going
to say yes. You have to. Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, could you show me the law? Like, I'm under the impression, and this is just my impression, that I don't have to show you an operator's permit. And if you use the terminology operator's permit, they know you. They have an idea. You know what you're talking about. Unless I'm operating a vehicle, and right now I'm not operating a vehicle, and you haven't seen me operate a vehicle.
Also,
I have no I don't think I have a constitutional obligation to carry ID on me.
Also, confidence is a big player here as far as your interaction and how it goes with the police. If you come at them from a perspective of instead of being a timid, scared young person, I'm not saying that's what you were doing at all, but just kind of putting this out there for people that are listening, instead of being timid and frightened, coming at them from the perspective of, well, good evening, officer, how can I be of assistance tonight? And kind of act as though you're there to help them with, surely they're there investigating. Some sort of criminal act. They're pulling you aside to maybe ask you some questions about a robbery that was done down the road. Surely that's the reason. They're not just harassing kids. So you kind of come at them from the perspective of being a good citizen out for the night and out enjoying yourself at nighttime, and that you're willing to help, but you're also not willing to do anything that would violate your privacy or violate your rights. And when you start making a very strong stand like that, while at the same time offering to be, of assistance, then that kind of is an interesting position to come from and will change, I think, the entirety of the conversation. I had an encounter with the police here in Keene. It was a few months back. We were out with some Julia and I were out with some friends, and it was late night, and we were walking walking through one of the downtown neighborhoods, and a cop car rolls up, turns around, does a U-turn up at the front of the street, flips on the spotlight, pulls over, and two cops get out. They've got the flashlights out. I was standing at the front of the pack of what was probably five people, and the cop's got the flashlight out, and one guy had a water bottle that had water in it, but the cops obviously thought it might have been alcohol, and so they snatched the bottle away from the young man that had the bottle, and the people that they were messing with first, that they were closest to, they hadn't seen me because I was kind of up at the front of the group. I had been walking in the front. The people that they were messing with first didn't have any experience in dealing with the cops and certainly didn't know what their rights were. But once I stepped up, I stepped forward basically and said, "Good evening, officers. We're just out enjoying our evening. You know, how can I be of assistance?" I don't remember exactly what my phraseology was, and I wish I'd been recording at the time. But just stepping forward and kind of taking charge of that situation, as you did, it sounded like to some extent with your friends there, stepping forward and taking charge lets these guys know that they're not playing ball with the usual victims that they're used to dealing with, and it can make a big difference. And I think you probably saw that to some extent.
You know, a lot of them.
And I really wanted to. I really wanted to get out my camera because I had it in my pouch and I've been recording all week. I really wanted to whip it out and start recording with it, but I was really sure that would have ended up in a baton to the head.
Well, if that's the attitude you got from the cops, I mean, you're the best one to kind of sniff that out and feel the tension of the situation.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. It's hard to sit back here and quarterback what you did. It sounds to me like you did whatever was right to get you out, and you got out of that situation without going to jail. So
yeah. It
sounds like
yeah.
a win.
Once they have you in their sights and you reach in your pouch, you know, for all you know, they could be pulling out you could be pulling out 380 or something.
That's true.
So they may pull their guns or their tasers. But you know, I bet the cops do make a lot of busts and arrests just in this type of situation where kids might have something with them, maybe that's marginally illegal, and because of the question, they end up making an arrest over a joint or something simple like that.
So any other thoughts for us tonight, Cooper?
Yes, I wanted to pimp Mike Barsky's Pimp My Activism.
Ah, yes.
Because I think that is a wonderful tool for getting people used to police encounters.
Yeah, it's something that's going on only up here in New Hampshire. It's the activists that have had encounters with the police, getting together with people that are interested in learning how to deal with things like that, and kind of going through basically role-playing situations where somebody acts like the cop and then somebody acts like the person in the car or whatever the situation is. And I think you can go to YouTube and search for Pimp My Activism, and you can find videos of it, so that way people that are outside of New Hampshire can benefit from some of the things that are happening here. Thanks, Cooper, for the call. Have fun out there. It's Free Talk Live. More on the way. You take control of the airwaves.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy.
Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them to you. So enjoy those. Those other talk show hosts charge you for their sites. Ours is free at freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photos or videos to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean? At shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener and would like to be added to the Shrine, you can get all the instructions at shrine.freetalklive.com. So we were talking with Cooper a moment ago from Colorado about his encounter with the police out there, and he was pretty intimidated by these guys. It was late night. It sounded like they were pretty scary dudes. That is, the police were. He would have behaved differently had he been here in New Hampshire. And that's because here in New Hampshire, you've got liberty activists backing you up. As far as if you want to do non-cooperation with the police or civil disobedience or just trying to say no, I guess that's non-cooperation. Just saying no to a demand like, give me your identification. Hey, I'm just walking down the street. That's just a contact. When you're walking down the street and the police come up and ask you questions, they're just asking you questions just like anybody else on the street. They need to have probable cause or reason. Is it reasonable suspicion to detain and probable cause to arrest? Anyway, they need to have something more than just a fishing expedition to go on.
Right, and if they're just detaining you, all they can do is terry pat you.
Yeah.
They can't search you unless you're being arrested.
So important questions to remember, and this doesn't just apply if you're in New Hampshire. But anytime the police come up to harass you, is am I free to go? Am I being detained? Am I free to go? It's always a good question to ask, just to ascertain exactly what the situation is. Yes, no, you're not free to go. Well, why is that? Can you explain? Well, are you detaining me?
If you say, am I being detained? Am I free to go? No. Am I being detained? Yes. Well, if I'm being detained, I'd like to record this for the purposes of giving to my attorney. That's when can reach for the camera, which might be difficult to reach for the camera otherwise.
Yep. If you announce it.
What officer would possibly not want an investigation recorded? Unless he's doing something wrong, in which case he may very well just extricate himself from the situation as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. Cameras are you know, they call it the new gun, but it's kind of like bureaucrat repellent.
He handled it quite well, I thought, from his description of it, don't you think?
I think so.
I think that to some extent I heard a little combativeness, and I want people to stand up for their rights. I don't want them to get themselves any further in trouble by being combative, and it's hard to be 16, right, and have all that testosterone flowing through one's veins.
Sure.
And be up against, well, people.
He's 18, though.
Okay, whatever he is.
Even higher at 18.
He was 16 when I met him, so he's going to be forever stuck in that position for me. And it's difficult when you're, meeting the people that are perpetrating the drug war, that are putting taking the Fourth Amendment and putting, throwing the dirt on top
of it. It's easy to be angry at them. Yeah,
it's easy and not productive at all.
But they want you to put the noose around your own neck in that regard, too. They want you to give yourself up out of intimidation.
Hand it over, Wayne.
Right, hand it over, exactly. What's it?
Right.
What's it? And that's the whole point, is that there are people up to no good, and sometimes you can trick them into giving themselves up. But in their case, he was smart for holding his ground, but doing it in an assertive way, but a non-combative way, and that's the important thing.
Yeah, I'm happy to help you with your investigation of whatever you're doing, officer, as long as it doesn't impede upon my privacy. So if there's something I can help you with as far as, if you're looking for somebody, I can tell you if I've seen them. But I'm not going to tell you what my name is or where I live. So you can be friendly about your refusals. And I just wanted to point out that situation would have been different for Cooper had he been here in New Hampshire. Odds are good if he was out with friends here in New Hampshire, they would probably have been liberty-minded people. Because when you move here, there are people that are willing to be your friends right off the bat. We just had Cliff from Miami, actually, here visiting in Keene today, and he brought his lady up with him. I think it's his wife and their one-year-old daughter, and they're up from, Miami, Florida, visiting. They were up in New York, and drove over here and just announced it this morning. Like, they called Pork 411, which is a phone service that the activists have set up that delivers phone messages out to all kinds of smartphones, hundreds of smartphones and email boxes around the state of New Hampshire. So he made a call to Pork 411 and got a couple calls back. We got together for lunch, and there were probably five activists that came out for that. As we were sitting, just to give you an idea of how small Keene really is, as we were sitting out on Main Street just having lunch at the burrito place, during the 30, maybe 35, 40 minutes that we were out there, three different activists happened to be walking up on the street. They had no idea we were there. It wasn't announced that we were going to go to that particular location. It's just that if you're on the street long enough in Keene, New Hampshire, you're going to see people that you know. And there are so many activists here now, as probably a couple dozen of them at the very least, that you start seeing the activists all over the place too, which is a pretty cool thing to have happen. Didn't happen down in Sarasota, I can tell you that.
And they all have high testosterone.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's more ladies moving here all the time, Wayne. So
certainly are.
So it's getting even more interesting as time goes on and more people start to move here. So I just want to invite you to go learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Maybe you like the idea of standing up for yourself against the police, but you don't want to do it alone. Well, you're not alone if you're here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231 is our number. Let's go to your calls. Frank is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Frank, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that listening to the conversation with a gentleman in England, the United Kingdom, regarding the dental service, you have to be very careful of the accounts you read in American media. You have to remember that there are hundreds of billions of dollars of profits that are made by doctors, pharmaceutical firms, and dentists, and they have an interest, their own vested special interest, to keep the system this way. And I have to tell you, I can tell you stories of people in the United States pulling their teeth when they don't have the money to go to a dentist.
Right, nobody's
saying that they do it themselves. And we ration health care. If you don't have the money for the necessary operation, you don't get it. let's be very honest. This notion that our system is the best, it's not.
Right, no
one's
saying
that. When you look at infant mortality, we're down to the number 32 in the world right now, which is an abomination.
Frank, nobody is saying that we have the best in the world, and no one's saying we want to keep the current system. The current system is a cartelized, corporatized system.
I agree. I agree, gentlemen.
But a government system is not the answer either. You're just creating one group of losers for the other. What's that?
I'm going to explain why.
A single-payer system, the government, if the government pays for it, 300 million people are paying for it. That's not a single-payer system.
Now, let me explain. If it's privately controlled, when the amounts of premiums, when the claim exceeds the amount of premiums coming into the system, those private providers will go bankrupt, and then no one will have any health insurance. We've seen it in the past. We see it now, especially in the insurance industry. It's ridiculous.
You know what? First of all, you're under the impression that insurance should cover oil changes and lubes. If you go into the doctor's office for sniffles or something, why does insurance cover that? In most, if you get car insurance, it doesn't cover gasoline and lubes and oil changes. It only covers when you get in a collision, for catastrophic type events. That's what health insurance was originally for in this country. You have to go to a hospital or something. But the idea that everyone has to have insurance is missing the point, because that's just the problem, is that insurance and a few other big industries have basically muscled their way in between the doctor and the patient, and they're stealing all the money. Government involvement is just another middleman. That's all it is.
I'm not arguing with that, but the point is, many doctors, if you don't have health insurance, they won't see you.
Some of them
and
give you
a discount.
If you
go in with $100 or $120, that will not cover it. It's very interesting. All I want to say is this: we pay among the highest taxes in the world, this country.
Yep.
State, local, federal, property taxes, sales tax, and we get very little, if anything, in return. Now, the bankers get a lot. They can bankrupt the system, and they're getting $12.8 trillion within the last 8 months, which is 2 years of GDP in this country, considering that we've had tremendous financial losses over the last year and a half, and our GDP has been reduced because about half
of
it was made from the financial...
Frank, I'm really with you on a lot of that, and I thank you for the call tonight.
Okay.
It's just that suggesting that the government-run healthcare system, a 100% government-run healthcare system, is going to be an improvement on what we have today, is suggesting that the same people that are currently colluding with the insurance companies are somehow going to give you a better system if you give them 100% control. More on the way. You take control, and we'll talk about the healthcare plan that Barack Obama has here in a little bit. It's Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday, so I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall?
Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you dial in toll-free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote Free Talk Live. Just go to promote.freetalklive.com, and you'll get a whole list of things you can do to help get this show into more ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls about anything, it's Corby in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just want to tell you about government bureaucracy at its finest. This veterinarian in Florida, actually in Ruskin, Florida, it's like about 30 minutes south of Tampa. I just moved here, so you might know the air better than me, Mark. But anyway, he opened a dog park because he realized a lot of his customers' dogs were overweight, so at his own expense. Well, at first he runs for mayor, actually, and he became mayor, but then he got some property, you know, allocated for some, or so sure in the newspaper, he actually owns the land. And he, for code enforcement, he started getting fined because it was not wheelchair accessible. One of his customers did the complaining, but didn't come to him because he would have, you know, but he ended up getting a volunteer to put in a concrete ramp and a handicap parking space.
So one of his customers was the one that was complaining to the government about him not having a wheelchair ramp. So instead of going to the owner of the business, they just went straight to the government and to threaten this man?
Well, it wasn't a business, it's a park. So it's just a park that was open. He did it at his own expense, you know, his own, he bought a park, you know.
Okay, but you said he was a veterinarian, so I guess presumably this person would have known who he was, right? The person who complained would have known the owner.
Should have, but may or may have not. But anyway, you know, thousands of people have visited this park. It's been open since 2004. Well, it turns out, you know, he ended up putting the ramp. That wasn't good enough. He had to have these site plans. So he paid $6,000 of his own money to an architect to get these, you know, certified site plans done. Brought them to the government. They said, no, that was not good enough for him because he had to get six legislative bodies to approve them. And there's $1,000 per day fine retroactive since April when the complaint came in.
Oh, my gosh.
On a not-for-profit park, correct?
Yeah.
When you say park.
This is a non-for-profit park. This is just open. He did this as his own, you know, he wanted, it's like 5 acres of land, dogs can run off-leash. And I've never been there, but I just heard on the radio this morning, and I found the article on the website. He just searched for Ruskin Dog Park temporarily closed. But,
wow.
Just, you know, to me, that's just government. You know, the guy, people want to have a park, and, you know, people are complaining, and I'm sure they're going to have a fundraiser if he ends up losing it. He'll probably end up getting it opened, but It's just government gets involved, where if the customer had come to him, he even said he'd have gladly, whatever the person wanted, you know, he would have taken care of it. And you know,
you try to do something nice, and the government has to get in the way and charge you thousands of dollars for all kinds of bureaucratic nonsense in order to allow you to just do something nice for people.
Right. That was his words exactly, actually. So he learned something about it. He thought just being nice was just the way you were raised, and that's the right thing to do. And according, you know, the government gets involved, and that wasn't good enough, you know, for them.
Wow.
So that was just one of those, something, you know, bring some attention. But when the government gets involved in things, that's, you know, and then I can understand they're trying to make wheelchair accessible. Nobody wants to deny a parking space with an accessibility to a person with disabilities. But yet, when the government gets involved and they start finding him for something that, you know, with our, people, even the comments on the web even say there is a handicapped parking space there now. What's the problem? Why don't they, instead of just resolving it, it's okay, case closed, customer's happy, let's move on. No, it's got to go through this hoops of, you know, six bodies have to approve it that it meets ADA standards, which to me is just begone, you know.
It's madness.
I can see there was, you know, there's just, if it was a government building or something, but it's his own private thing, you know, they don't have to go to this dog park if they don't want to, but so that's just kind of, you know.
Thank you for that story tonight. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, one quick comment. Sorry to take up your time. But you were listening this morning about I heard a podcast. I might be an issue behind on them listening, but it was about the unemployment. It's actually done through FICA on your paycheck. You mentioned, you know, so the you notice that 8.25% from everybody that gets paid, that's what's going to the unemployment. It comes out of that. And the very last
going to unemployment? I'm confused.
You know, talk about the comment of what part of your paycheck pays for unemployment benefits?
Yeah.
It's actually FICA. If you see FICA, it's FICA. Like 6.25% of your paycheck, and their employer matches the other 6.25%.
I don't remember seeing that. I mean, it's been a long time since I've seen a paycheck, and I don't recall seeing. Does everybody
actually,
have
one of my
take stuff, it out?
So, yeah, that's just, and the, you know, anyway, but the very last comment is I actually worked for Vector Marketing also, and
the
one thing they do is they hire their customers. Like the company guy said today, he bought one at 50% off. My dad bought one. You know, people, they hire their customers.
You're talking about direct sale knives.
Yeah, the unemployment section is a great way to find people. They're either desperate, they need a job. Like you said, their parents, you know, need to hire, you know, they feel sorry for them, or they need knives. Or just another way of finding customers through the unemployment section is what it is.
Interesting.
And the very, very last comment is, I actually heard this thing on Sean Hannity today, and one fan, Sarah Palin, in the same week made one comment in the same sentence. They said, limited government, strong defense, in the same sentence. They don't take a breath between
that.
To me, that's just, you know, limited government.
Said that?
Sean Hannity and Sarah Palin. In the same week, I heard them both make the same statement.
That's the new marketing slogan for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Seems like a contradictory.
That's just amazing.
There.
In the same sentence, you can have strong defense, you know, and
limited government. What a joke. Thanks for the call.
You can have strong defense if everybody's armed like Switzerland, and you keep a defense decentralized.
Good point, but that's not what they mean.
No, they mean be a warmonger, pretend to be for small government.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231.
And I'd like to point out that half of the discretionary spending in the budget, and that's most of the money, is spent on the military.
Is that just the military currently, or does it also include pensions and things like that? And
Probably.
But
it's Department of Defense.
Knows? Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind, Tom?
Well, first off, I just wanted to say no good deed goes unpunished, as that last gentleman's story shows.
Yep.
And that's a saying that probably was made up by somebody who had to deal with government.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah, because in the free market, I don't think any good deed gets punished. If you're in the free market, I'm just making a generalization, but it seems to me that when you hear about things like somebody wanting to make a park for everybody else, it's the government that comes in and ruins it. It's not free people acting freely.
Absolutely right. So what else was on your mind tonight?
About health care. Frank, well, I was talking about health care. He has an attitude that I'd like to address. It's kind of this attitude of, well, if you don't do this, if you don't control health care, then this will happen. People who can't afford it won't be able to go to get health care or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, back in the 50s, my parents weren't wealthy at all. and they had a large amount of kids. I come from a family of 8 kids.
Wow.
And when my mother, when she was younger and before they had all the kids, when they were just starting their family, she would be pregnant and she would go to the doctor for prenatal care and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And they lived in a small town, and pretty much everybody knew everybody else. And the doctors knew the kind of financial situation she was involved in. And what they would do is often she'd go to, when she would go to the hospital a couple of times, first off, she would stay for like a week after she had her babies. This was the first, like, 3 children she had. And then they would charge her a total of $50.
For staying in the hospital for a week?
About a week, yes.
Wow. Wow.
They had no insurance.
Now it's $50 for a bandage.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. And but they knew. And they knew this beforehand. And then the doctor himself would charge her, or it would charge them an additional $50. That's what they could afford.
So you're saying that they were taken care of by people in the marketplace because they cared?
Because not only because they cared, but they also knew, you know, this is what these people can afford. And they didn't try to rip them off. They didn't try to put them in debt or in servitude forever.
Mm-hmm.
They understood that different people were at different points in their lives, making, you know, different amounts. So if my mother had, say, come from a wealthier side of town, and you know, maybe they knew her, their parents had more money, or maybe they were a couple that was better established in the community, then the hospital was going to charge them more for their stay. Then they maybe for a week or stay at the hospital would have charged those people $250, $300. I'm talking the 1950s, the early 1950s.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, up until the 60s, up until the 60s, when the government really got into health care more heavily, the average blue-collar, middle-class person could afford to go in the hospital and have major surgery without even any discounts. It was just more affordable back then. That was before they really started debasing the dollar in a major way, too.
And making it more difficult for people to compete within that industry, because competition would continue to bring prices down and innovate and offer new products and services. But if it's too difficult to get involved in the business, too difficult to introduce new products and services, then a lot of them just won't happen, and that keeps prices high, one of the factors at least. Thanks for the call, Matt. One away, Free Talk Live.
They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.